희망찬 앞날에 대한 확신과 혁명적 자부심이 넘쳐
With North Korea occupying the bottom spot on this year's report, and with Norway occupying the top, Rebecca Vincent, head of the RSF UK Bureau, explains what kind of major trends she noticed across the board this year.
A trend that we have noticed is a decline in what we think of as more established democracies. So the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Poland, and here in the UK as well, we've seen some worrying trends that have resulted in those rankings slipping.
According to Paulina Desmevel, head of the EU Balkans desk, something that has been observed in this year's World Press Freedom Index is the global deterioration of press freedom, which has also affected the top European Union countries.
If you have a look to the Nordic top performers that have traditionally headed the index, you can observe that this year they have dropped a few places, 3 in the case of the Netherlands and 2 in the case of Finland, which has lost its number one position for the first time in 6 years.
Nie prezesa, państwo prawa. Nie prezesa.
In Central Europe, Poland fell 7 places to 54 on the list. The current conservative government carried out a controversial media law that gave the government direct control of public broadcasting and immediately replaced the heads of state radio and TV stations. Across the border from Poland is Belarus, which ranked 153rd. Joachim Bier, head of the Eastern European desk, shares his concerns regarding recent events in the country.
Belarus has tried hard to erase its image of Europe's last dictatorship, but nothing actually changed for press freedom. Censorship has remained pervasive. Freelancers working for foreign-based media has been arrested. More bloggers have been jailed. And more than 100 journalists have been detained while covering unprecedented protests in March this year.
Under the state of emergency introduced last July in Turkey, the situation has deteriorated over the past year. In effect, Turkey now ranks 155th out of 180 countries and has become the world's biggest jailer of journalists. Joachim Bier.
The witch hunt against critical media waged by President Erdogan has reached its climax since the abortive coup of July last year. Under the state of emergency, more than 150 media outlets have been eliminated at the stroke of a pen, and over 100 journalists have been jailed without trial.
Britain ranks 40th this year after the British Parliament adopted the most extreme surveillance legislation in UK history in the form of the Investigatory Powers Act. This is just one of the readings recorded at the Houses of Parliament.
No other country in the world feels the need to do this apart from Russia. No other country.
Critics of the Act have questioned the protection mechanisms for whistleblowers, journalists and their sources, putting a serious threat to investigatory journalism. Rebecca Vincent.
For better or for worse, the laws that we adopt here do have sort of a knock-on impact in other countries. The Investigatory Powers Act, that's the most extreme piece of surveillance legislation ever adopted in this country. And we do see already the influence of that elsewhere. And there was a lot of interest in that from media and more repressive states, Russia and China. And in fact, similar legislation adopted already. So we do have a responsibility here, not just to uphold our own laws and our own commitment to democratic values, but we have to be conscious of the example that we are setting worldwide.
The 2017 World Press Freedom Index displays a rise in the number of countries where the media freedom situation is described as serious. It also displays the variety of problems affecting media freedom throughout the world and also in Europe. Rebecca shares her thoughts on this year's figures.
A takeaway from this year's index is that we all need to sort of be aware of the situations in our own countries, especially here in the West, and engaging in a robust public debate around these things. This is not just something that happened in sort of more authoritarian countries. Our own civil liberties are being sacrificed in the name of security, and we can take action as individuals to at least hold our own governments to account.
According to RSF, the index highlights the threat of a tipping point in relation to media freedom, especially in Western, democratic and European countries. With a number of Western democracies falling further in the 2017 ranking, and with the rise of populism and new developments like fake news, there's little to suggest of a change that could perhaps break the trend. Philip Warwick for RFI, London.
Democracja! Wolność! Równość!